Blog Talk Radio.
World, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most beautiful sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. We have a great show that is scheduled on tonight, and I titled it Lyrically Speaking because I have a fellow poet who I met about a month and a half at a poetry and jazz event here in Stamford, Connecticut, and she just really just rocked my world. I just loved how she poetically and lyrically put her words together to describe her experience and her journey with love. So we're talking about love once again on this show on today. Go listen to the broadcast from 2 weeks ago. I had my friend Tiffany Tizell, singer, R&B artist, and recording artist, who came on, and she did bless us with a little bit of Whitney Houston. So go back and listen to the previous segment. But right now, I want to get into some of the scriptures we have on love and marriage. Okay, I'm going to start off with 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable and resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And if it's one thing that I've learned, that I have learned in this 46 years of my life, is that God will love you unconditionally. And you want somebody that is going to love you, no strings attached, not if you this way, that way, or if you do what I want, you don't do what I want. You just love somebody like a love for a child. That child does something and is act up, you spank them, you put them on punishment, but doesn't mean that you stop loving them. And so let's move on. 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered a little while, God knows, a long while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So maybe that may be a scripture from 1 Peter 5:10 that you want to hold on to and that you want to meditate on, but try to grab some scriptures. One scripture that I learned when I was a babe in Christ coming back into the fold after several years. Love covers a multitude of sins. And I love that one because at that time when I was coming in, I had a whole bunch of sins that needed to be covered and washed in the blood, believe me. And daily we are cleansing ourselves through the process of sanctification. But he has justified us if you have given your life over to Christ, and therefore he does not see those sins. But we are to repent daily and ask for forgiveness and help with where we are weak, because every one of us does have a weakness. Every one of us has an area that we can work on. And if you say you don't, then that's an area right there, lying, that you need to work on right there. Boom, let's move on. Proverbs 3:1-35, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's this right here. I love this one. The end of it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I'm the type, I'm always in my head, and I got to try to get out of my head and let God be God, because sometimes when I have had to access crazy faith, it wasn't logical and it didn't make sense. But it was God. I asked God, what should I do? And he told me, do something I didn't like. I had to not lean on my own understanding. Or if he told me to do something that didn't make sense to me, I really had to learn how to deal with this, and I'm still learning. But as we grow from faith to faith and glory to glory, it gets a little bit easier. But not always do we want to do what God tells us to do when we go in prayer and ask him, what should I do? But I do know that if he says something and you go ahead and you go forth with it, I'm telling you 100%, it's going to turn out in your favor. And it could be as simple as don't go down that street. And you may hear that little voice in your spirit saying, no, that's not the way to go. Well, he could be preventing something from taking place in your life. He could be preventing something from happening so that you will not get hurt or be in harm's way. Now I'm going to move on to a couple more scriptures because I like some of these. It says Ephesians 5:31-32. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Well, we all know about mama's boys, but you know, you can have some mama's girls too. And it says you should leave your mother and your father. It doesn't mean that you don't see them for the rest of your life. It just means that you and your husband or your wife become one. And that is the primary person that you should be focused on is each other when you have made that commitment and joined that institution under God. So I haven't been there yet. I've made a commitment, but not like that. And God is still working on me. You can believe that one. Let's move on to another scripture. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who loved God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And it may not be at the time that you want it to be. God knows. Patience is something that I just did not get much of growing up, and he has definitely been teaching me patience over the past 17 years of coming back to Christ. But I want to move on. I'm going to put out there one more scripture regarding love. That is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Okay, that's 1 Corinthians 11:10. Now I just want to take you back. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and hopefully our caller will be calling in soon. But please read the show page, support Diamonds in the Rough, support me, because Diamonds in the Rough doesn't exist. It's only God giving me the strength to continue on with this radio show. And I love this radio show. I love doing it. I have, even though I have a certain amount up here, I do not require it. So because I love what I do. I love singing. I love music, arts and entertainment, period. But if you find it in your heart and you would like to give something, a contribution, all the information is up there, because any ministry takes money to continue. It takes money to make it happen. And I did not do the talent show this year because I have already been tapped out and personally tapped out. So I could not move forward with that. But I would like to move forward and do the workshop for Running Into the Light, which is for survivors of abuse. There has been a great need. I have met so many women since last year who have been in some type of abusive situation or have come out or overcome and have inquired about this workshop. But I can't just pull it out of a hat. It takes resources to do it. And so I want to continue on. I want to bless the ladies and impart what God has given to me as an overcomer and be able to minister to those women in that particular area. So if you know somebody who's a humanitarian, a philanthropist, anybody that is willing to donate or invest in a good cause, tell them to call me up. Diamonds in the Rough. The website is up there. Please buy my book. If you want to buy my books, I'm going to tell you right now, Amazon sucks. And I'm going to say it out loud. I have been waiting for 3 months for a payment for books people have bought from me. I have called these people about 3 times, and every time they got a different story as to when those payments is going to post. Now I'm telling you now, I speak forth and call into things into existence, and I'm speaking wealth. But a system needs to get paid what I'm due. And so at this time, I'm saying I don't like putting people on blast, but I'm saying it right now. I want my money. So I'm telling you right now, anybody who wants to support and you want to buy a book from me, you can go up there and look at the book. But call me up so I can do orders. I just put in a big order for the month of June. For people who purchased in May, call me up personally. I got Square. I got Square Cash. I got PayPal. You can do Western Union. You can send a money order, whatever way you need to do it to help support this ministry so that I can move forward with things and continue doing this media. In the meantime, before other events or things start up, as God sees for me to do. So I'm going to take a very quick break. I'm going to come back because my caller is on the line, and I'm excited. I want to hear her poetry, and I'm going to take you to a little intermission with the Fat Back Band, I Found Lovin'. Stay tuned. I'm sorry. I love that song, but we cannot listen to the whole thing because Ashley is coming on, and I want to read her bio right now. Ashley Mondestin is a Stamford, Connecticut-based artist, a graduate of the University of Connecticut. Ashley started writing poetry at the age of 11. She focuses on the theme of love self-actualization, social issues plaguing the country, Ashley uses her ability to empathize to create stories that allow the listener to have a relatable experience to the poem she writes. And so now we're going to plug in Ashley because I definitely want to hear from her. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm hanging in there. I'm just excited about tonight to hear your poetry. Been looking forward to this all day long.
Oh, thank you. I've been looking forward to it, too. I'm excited.
Yes. So we're talking about love, and I don't know if you were on when I read some of the scriptures, and I brought it from the angle of a woman and a man coming together to be married and read some scriptures based on that. What do you feel? Because we're talking about love. What comes to your mind when you think of love?
I feel like love is the basic, need that everyone searches for. It's like the common theme of life. It's something that we all can relate to. That's why there's so many love songs and love poems. Like, we're all looking for that one person, our soulmate, our twin flame, or someone that we can, share our life with and grow with and, connect with. And,
right.
That's something that I'm a hopeless romantic. So it's been a theme in my life. And I think that it's something that we all search for. We all want love. We all need to be loved and understood. And I think that's the commonality of love, is being understood and having somebody that understands you. And there's more types of love than romantic love. There's, friendship and family as well. But, as far as someone to grow old with so that we all don't feel alone, that's something that we all can relate to, just wanting to have someone to be there and understand us and love us.
Absolutely. And you said it so beautifully and so well, because you know that God is love. And without love, all the rest of the gifts and things that a person may have means nothing if you don't have love. Because ain't nobody going to sit there and listen to somebody that's evil and hateful. No matter how much you know, no matter how much you want to express yourself or give scriptures or pray, if you don't have love, that's gonna deter people away from hearing you, and also shut their ears down and their hearts down to even hear what you got to say. So that is said so beautifully. Now, you said you're a hopeless romantic. Did this evolve as a little girl coming up, or is it something that happened?
I blame Disney. It's always been. I blame Disney because that's like the theme. Like, you grow up with princesses and princes, and love has always just been a theme. So even when I first started writing poetry seriously, like for assignments in school, I was writing about love, and I laughed because I found a folder one day, and I was reading old poems, and one was about love, and I was laughing at myself because I was like 12, 13 years old writing about love, and it sounded like I knew what I was talking about, and I was like, what? How did I know what I was talking about at 13 years old? Like, I was like, don't tell me that you love me if you don't mean it. It was really funny.
Well, you got some old souls. And, I fell in love hard at the age of 13, and I'm 46, and I still love that person as if I just met them yesterday, in spite of everything that has taken place in our lives and how separated we are. But I can relate to the hopeless romantic. What was the most romantic thing that you've ever done?
What's the most romantic thing I've ever done? Like, for another person?
Yeah.
I think recently, like, sending them a gift, about something that they cared about for their birthday.
It got to be something.
No.
You're a poet.
No.
What did you?
No.
There ain't nothing else.
Writing,
that was it?
No, sending them a gift that they cared about. Yeah, I don't like.
Okay.
Because I haven't been in a relationship. I haven't been in a serious, committed relationship. And for me, love is, there's also self-love. So for me, you know, I've been in what I like to call situationships where, like, I've been involved with people, but we were all young and, like, didn't really know what love is. And I was in love with the idea of the person in my head, but, you know,
okay.
not in love with them. So for me, like,
right.
I take love very seriously because it's a very serious thing. It's not just some flimsy little, you know, account. It's deeper than that. So for me, like,
yeah.
when it comes to love, I've never been in love with another person. I've been in love with the idea of other people. So I've never done anything grand or
yeah
I've been in love with the idea of love and the idea of another person. So I've never done any grand gesture. Like, I've written poems and songs about another person, so I guess that's romantic as well.
Yes,
like,
that is,
but,
that's definitely
yeah.
romantic, because everybody don't have a gift to do that. So
yeah,
you know,
so
what I mean? This is why people,
yeah,
why Hallmark is so famous, because a lot of people don't know how to write in a way where it's romantic to touch that person's heart or say something in such a way that, that, you know, possibly you might be able to do. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Yeah. So that's
yeah.
romantic. I mean, the romantic, I'm definitely romantic. Yes. I mean, I made some shrimp and the candlelight with the petals on the floor.
Yeah, no, I've never done the whole, like, cooked for somebody and, like, did all that. Like, no, no one has been worthy of that yet, Suri. So,
right.
you know, it's definitely I'm taking my time. I'm 26. Like, I'm still young. I don't have time
yes.
to be in these, like, hot second romances, you know. There are people
and
I've been involved with, but.
Yes.
But as far as love and being in love and deeply, truly loving someone, like, I haven't, like, I feel like it's a blessing that I haven't experienced that, because when I do finally experience that, I feel like I'll know it's for real. And that'll
and
be the
you'll
person
be
that I'm with.
Yes. And you are doing self-actualization. You are realizing who you are first before you
yes.
decide to give yourself up. And I always tell, like, my younger sisters and stuff and people, you know, my family, and giving advice, clink, clink, get your diamond rings and houses. And so that's just a little thing, because people think, oh, if I have this baby by this man, he going to stay with me. If I do X, Y, and Z, he going to stay with me. Well, men love to chase, and they want someone that they can be worthy of having. And you can't just give it all away, because like that old saying back in the day, my great aunt or cousin, I think, she told me, she said, if they leave something behind, they're coming back. You got to make them work for it, to make them take everything that they own. Don't never leave nothing behind unless they are willing to make that commitment with you, and they've made that commitment. And, you know, she's also said some other little things in there, nuggets, don't put the cow before the milk or something like that. And it's so true, because people get complacent and they get comfortable, and before you know it, you're in a long-term relationship and that person has not committed to you, and that ain't right. So let's move on. I need you to spit some poetry for us.
Okay, sure. No problem. Well, this is no problem. I have a new poem that I've been working on called Stargazing. It's a love poem. So I figured I would read that for y'all. So this
okay.
is called Stargazing. I want to gaze at the stars with you. Lie on our backs as we stare at the moon. Collectively breathing as one, imagining we are disintegrating into gaseous balls of light as we melt into the damp, dewy grass, feeling warm and tingly. Our hands clutch while we become one with the surface, the universe, and each other. The vibrations of our energies dancing among the stars, tingling, tickles our senses as the roar of our laughter billows in the night sky, reverberate in the air, sending shockwaves through our body. The tears stream down our faces as we gasp and gulp and cough up lungs, trying to regain our composure, our stomachs cramp, our chest tighten, hearty echoes bounce off the trees, the crickets sing sweet melodies, chirping, chirping ever so clear, the crisp air tingles with the heat that envelops us while we coolly come down. There's no one around, just you and me and the bugs and the trees and the stars and the moon and the blades of grass we run our fingers through. You look at me looking at you as you watching the stars, watching the moon, watching each other, speaking notions of full-time lovers who only get to see each other part-time. It's a moment so sublime that we do not dare muddy with wine or herbs, just each other and our words and the stars and the moon on a summer night in June.
Oh, I like that. That's pulsating. I feel that one. So let's give it some snaps, y'all. I feel that one. That's like when you fall in love for the first time and you can't breathe if you ain't with the person. You can't breathe if you ain't talking to the person. You just, your heart is racing when you see them. Lord have mercy. I done been through that. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So what made you want to write that? I mean, what came to your mind before you actually put that on the paper?
Well, that I always write from, like, experiences. As I said, I'm the hopeless romantic, so that's actually, like, me thinking of, like, my crush and, like, what I want to do with that person. So I want to gaze at the stars with that person and just, you know, talk with them and fall in love. Like, that's the idea of being in love with love, wanting to fall in love with someone. That's that whole, that was what inspired that poem, just thinking of, like, laying in the stars with this person and having a conversation all night and laughing until we can't breathe.
Yes. And you know what? You know, you said something about talking, and you know, you seem like an intellectual type. I said, anybody that can grab my mind first and give me some intellectual conversation to kind of like as foreplay and make me laugh, you got my attention. You know, doesn't
yeah.
mean move
yeah.
on, but you got my attention.
I think that's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, finding someone you can converse with, that you can build with, that you can grow with, that's love to me. That's the,
right.
you know, that's the love that I'm chasing, that I'm dreaming about. And it could be like setting our my heights high, but I feel like that's, you know, that's what we deserve. We each deserve somebody that we can grow with and laugh with and build with and just
yes.
be with and be ourselves
yes.
with completely. That's love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because one thing, if you're not friends, if you don't have a good friendship, look safe. I mean, you know, and you may, if you do make that commitment of marriage, that's death to do you part. Sickness and in health. Anything is liable to happen. So if you're in a relationship solely on looks or the guys, or you solely on the big booty and the big breasts and, you know, the fake hair and the nails. I mean, that's or the girls for the chest, you know, popping out with the ripples. It looks fake. Looks fake. And, you know, and you want to have longevity. I know I don't want to make no commitment of marriage, and it ends within the first 3 to 5 years. So it's going to have to truly be an act of God, like lightning, in order for
mm-hmm.
you to go down that road.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
you know?
A serious commitment. When marriage is under, you're making an oath to be bound together. Like, yes, it's,
yes.
there's not just under God, but also to the government. Like, it's a piece of paper that you're signing that you're tied together, committed together under the government's eyes, under the law. So it's
right,
not a
right.
like a walk in the park. It's not like a 1, 2, 3. Like, but people don't take it as seriously as it should be taken, I feel. That's why it's a 50-D shot. The divorce rate is 50%. Because people don't
yes,
see how
yes.
hard, how much hard work it actually is to be committed
yes.
and say that I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. Like
my
I want to.
That's the part that gets me. The rest of my life.
And life in, we don't know how long our life is gonna last. Our lives
that's
can
true.
Be, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, but. You have to think about how long of a life you want to live, and do you want to live the rest of it with this person? Do you want to build with
right.
this person? Do you want to grow with this person? We're forever growing and changing and evolving, and, you know, that if you want to be committed to someone, that's to, you know, accept them as they grow and change as well and grow with
yes.
them.
Yes. Now, we're running out of time. I need you to give your information, how people can contact you, how people can buy your upcoming book. Yeah, poetry, whatever you want to be booked. Just give everybody the information And then hopefully you have like a poem that's like a minute or two that you can take us out with.
Okay, well, all my social media, you can find me on Ashley Mondestin on Facebook. And Twitter and Instagram is Ashmon, A-S-H-H-M-O-N, AshleyMondestin@gmail.com. If anybody wants to email me to book me for anything, I have a performance coming up on July 14th in Bridgeport, Connecticut at 7 p.m. with RMS Group. They're having a fashion show. And, yeah,
okay.
That's all I've got coming up so far. I don't have a book in the works yet. Not yet. I haven't been doing that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I definitely want to be in the house. Hopefully you'll make that happen. And take us out with another love poem. Hopefully that one I heard you do at the library for the jazz and the poetry. I don't remember which one it is.
I know. I did a couple. I'll just do love songs because that one,
okay.
That one's a love poem. So,
okay.
I always listen. Okay, so here it is. I always listen to love songs and dream of what it's like to have somebody hold me close and kiss me through the night. I always hear a love song and dream of you and me. With every love song that I hear, it's like we're meant to be. Because I've always listened to love songs and had crushes in mind, dreaming of the day that we would have moments in time. With every single love song comes every single doubt that I am just in love with love, so feelings have no clout. But when I hear a love song, it feels like you are here, feel like love is in the air. Now when I hear a love song, it's more than just a feel. It's like you are a part of me, confirming that it's real. It's more than just with love songs. It's other genres, too. There's no denying that you've got me having deja vu. Because I've always felt this way before, and I've turned out to be wrong. So I felt my feelings, cried them out, and put them in a song. Now that those loves are over, it's you who's on my mind. It seems to me yours is the only love I want to find. I'm not scared of my emotions. I have no time for fear. I do admit that lovers of the past haunt me, I'm aware. So it makes me a little cautious, sometimes weary, so I pout. But thoughts of you come to mind and eradicate my doubt. They put me in a zone, and I am in a daze, wondering how your love has got me all up in a haze. Counting all the ways I love you, I roll up and I blaze. Listening to love songs, I sit back and just fade.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's give her some snaps for that. Thank you so much for coming on, Ashley, and stay in touch. Hopefully I will be attending that event that you have going on up in Bridgeport. I appreciate you coming on and sharing with us, and so much luck on your endeavors. God bless.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, you too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. That was Ashley Mondestin, and we have run out of time. I hope we still have at least 30 seconds. My niece is going to give you a message in regards to her book, The Dog with Asthma. And she asked me, Auntie, has anybody got my book yet? Well, I want you to tell people what you want them to hear about your book. All right, there you heard it, straight out of the horse's mouth. She said it, Aaliyah Evans, Pinky Poo, a.k.a. Pinky Poo. Y'all, everybody that know me know her as Pinky Poo. Buy her book. She's asking you to please buy her book. So support me if you want to buy my books and Pinky Poo's books. Please call me up, email me. All the information is up here on the show page. The GoFundMe, I see, is needs to be retyped. But it's GoFundMe.com/CHERI328, not I, 328, okay, my birthday. All right, so thank you. God bless. I'm taking you out with a little bit of the Fat Back Band, I Found Love It. Here we go again. She said she's going to make more books, and we're going to end on that note. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to talk to me. Tune back in 2 weeks. I will be having a beautiful young woman on in regards to her organization and the event that she is given for the women's empowerment coming up this fall. Yeah.
Thank you.